USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Far from the drought-stricken West, where water is scarcer by the day and residents are cutting their usage, extremely dry conditions are sinking their teeth into the central and eastern U.S., amplified by record hot temperatures and the absence of meaningful rainfall. A flash drought has developed in parts of the South and Northeast, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, in states including Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Massachusetts. Preliminary autopsy findings on the body of a six-year-old found in the aftermath of a Jackson, Mississippi fire confirmed that he was stabbed to death. Orlando King Pittman's body was found Saturday afternoon in an apartment that had been set on fire. The child's half-brother, 19-year-old Thomas Perry III, faces a murder charge in the boy's death. He also faces charges of aggravated animal cruelty and arson and is being held on a $1.2 million bond. I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Quick help for suicidal thoughts and other mental health emergencies will soon be as easy as 988. The United States' first nationwide 3-digit mental health crisis hotline went live Saturday. It's designed to be as easy to remember and use as 911, but instead of a dispatcher sending police, firefighters, or paramedics, 988 will connect callers with trained mental health counselors. And Tom Brady says his relationship with former President Donald Trump has been taken out of context by the media. This was 17 or 18 years ago, Brady told Variety in a wide-ranging interview about having previously golfed with Trump. I was so young, I got to go to a private golf course. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, Brady said. He has not spoken with Trump, though, in a lot of years. I think the press just mischaracterized a lot, Brady continued. My personality isn't ever one to insult anybody. I have plenty of my own flaws. I'm not here to point out anyone else's. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Carol Horn started her morning outside the Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo, New York, placing white roses at a colorful memorial to the 10 black people slain there 2 months ago by a white gunman. Across the fenced-off parking lot, the supermarket chain's president and employees were preparing to leave media on a preview of the refurbished store. Count Horn, meanwhile, a 54-year-old activist and retired Buffalo police officer, was among those in the neighborhood who say, "It's too soon. We're pretty much shopping on people's blood," she said. And there's new reason for concern about COVID-19. CBS News correspondent Jim Kasula explains.
It's alarming news from the Mayo Clinic. The BA.Omicron subvariant, which is now the most prevalent coronavirus strain in the U.S., is 4 times more resistant to COVID-19 vaccines, according to a new study. The strain has led to increases in COVID-19 hospitalizations and admissions to intensive care units nationwide.
I think it's going to be a long, long time until we see another songwriter and performer like Elton John. Wrapping up a 50-plus year career with a farewell tour, the British pianist and vocalist has created some of the most memorable and enduring music in the history of pop rock. Songs burned into the collective DNA of humanity. The artist, born 75 years ago as Reginald Kenneth Dwight, kicked off the final leg of his North American farewell tour Friday night at Citizens Bank Park over baseball's Philadelphia Phillies. This is USA Radio News.